qualify to be on the MoDOT route. And some of these are extraordinary because it's like making 65 a freeway. Well, making 65 a freeway has like several $50 million interchanges to do that. So you get to $264 million pretty quickly. But there's a lot more on this, $26 million for the first phase of the Taney County Expressway, but it's not on state route. So the ones that the total list here for 450 million dollars, this one, the highlighted one, 264. So, and Country Music Boulevard is on that 400 and some odd million at the city's last estimate of what it would take to fully complete what they need.
139.
So that takes, well, I think the last one I had was 80 something. I'm not sure the difference between right. the two, but
no, the original was, it's here nor there.
Well, all right. So at any rate, I think in that 464, I used 80 million on that one. So, but.
Question, are the bike ped projects, we rank those two and compete for them, or are they not on this list?
That is the list out of the current one that's listed on the county's website. There's a bigger list, but
we, it's not we end up voting at those these meetings on bike ped projects too.
So we don't have one on this list.
Do you have their bike ped list? Is it in this?
The only one I have is.
There's some on this one.
Yeah.
On page three.
So the railroad crossing. Is
that was the one I was
the
really.
Downtown Branson projects are there.
The railroad project at downtown, the crossover potentially from downtown in front of the conference center and there in front of the depot was a bike ped project that I previously has been on your list. And I'm not. Is it on this list?
Yeah, I think
that's
the number two. If you go down,
so
it's,
yeah.
Oh, no, there it is, okay.
It's near Convention Center.
So this is on there, and so this will be going forward at future meetings, at the meeting in July, and be ranked against the other counties and so forth.
So it would depend on today's prioritization. What you all prioritize for the bike ped. If it's still, I would say if it's still number two, then it would go to that power tag meeting.
So we need to be prepared to either support it or not support it or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there any other in that category or is that the only one? Let's see. Oh, we've got several here on the bike pad. But number three there, Taney, is bike pad on Route 165, Route 76 to Route 265. Bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. And four is near Sunset Park to Lake Forest Trail. Five is bike pad on New Bridge. Accommodate bike pad on New Bridge. And then again in Branson, that's at Forsyth, and you've got an annual sidewalk and trail funding. I don't know how those made it to your list, to this list.
So
I mean,
just
a variety of sources in the past, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so let me distinguish the bike ped list came about, gosh, I don't know, maybe a decade ago now. During one, the efforts to get a statewide tax approved. At the time, Missourians wanted to see, or the legislature wanted to see a detailed list of projects that the increased tax would fund, and they wanted it to split to address bike and pedestrian facility as well, that typically is not included in the STIP. So that's where the list was originally generated from. It's been evolved over the time, but those projects don't necessarily have to be on MoDOT or state maintained route. So now that we don't typically have these types of projects in the STIP, we utilize these county prioritization lists for bike ped projects for transportation alternative program or TAP applications or other types of applications. And we kind of do go through motions of prioritizing them at the regional and the district level, just in case there is a change in the way the state legislature wants to fund these types of projects, or if there's a governor's budget item or something that we can address these. We've got a prioritized list ready to go at the regional level. But typically, we utilize these for local and sometimes regional grant applications.
The sidewalk from the college to Southtown Center was a project that was in this list that got done, 600 and some odd thousand. And we just were awarded a TAP project that was on this list that is now done, or is getting done, and that is the sidewalk along Birch Street from the interchange back. That's 270,272. So these projects do, and where this all came in to advantageous for the projects is to say that it was on the list, and that it was, here's a copy of the list. And so these items that are from Kirbyville, Branson, Forsyth, Miriam Woods, Staneyville, it does each of those, one of them is 135,000 local match and the other one is 52,000 local match. That's the one that gets you to the dance, is if you will sign up for that piece of it. But the rest of the way, this is very helpful to be on this list.
Well, we also need to know when we're in that meeting, competing against other counties, which one of these do we want to push at this time? Are any of them that need to come to the front? Because we'll be voting on them, isn't that correct? So that's something to think about before we finish up on this list. This additional pedestrian thing needs prioritization also. And maybe some of them need to come off. We don't know. We haven't taken a hard look at them, not recently. But maybe they all need to stay on, but we need to know if there's one or two that we really need to vote. We only have two votes there, Roberts and myself. But we need some guidance on which one to make a pitch for. If it's something that you really need, we need to know about it, because we'll make the pitch for it and call for support.
I would say 7 all the way to the top would be Branson's task in there, which is Ferrisville with Pat Nash, which is what's in design, so it's almost on the shelf in design to help pay for the infrastructure that's in there. I understand it's the city of Branson's, but the improvements to the general community and the visiting team that bring dollar amounts, bring in visitors and grandkids and money to the community, that project will be the first one to run out of all these programs. I can guarantee you that.
And these, not having to be on a state route, this is a way to help that complete street project with some money.
Yeah, and we're looking at other CAP projects and funding mechanisms that are there. It takes a lot of money to make the world go around.
And I mean, what you get here is, too, when you look at the utilization, Kirbyville Bike Ped is going to get 30 users a year, and this other one's going to get 30 users in 5 minutes.
So that previous number one of Kirbyville was brought to us by the school district because at least one student had been hit crossing the highway there. Do you know, with the construction that's happening with the roadway, if any of that
Different place.
Yeah. I'd make a motion that we move number 7 on this head list up to number 1.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to move number 7 on the bike ped list up to number 1. Any discussion? See none, we'll vote. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Comment about that that seems kind of hard is we had a student hit at Kirbyville. How many people get hit on 76?
We had two in this world.
Okay, so, I mean, there's...
One was a chaplain.
Those were not just hit. Those were...
Fatalities.
A fatality. So, I mean, people get clipped on 76 more than...
There was a student hit there, but it wasn't here in school. It wasn't a... It wasn't necessarily tied to school or school activity.
Any others on that list?
But we didn't finish that one, did we?
We have a motion and a second.
Motion and a second. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion would carry to move number 7 of the bike ped up to number 1.
Branson appreciates your support.
We appreciate Branson.
Any others must stand out?
So now, you said they all need to move on. So who's next?
What about that crossing down there at the railroad?
I love to do that. It's just, that's a ton of money.
Well, that's where this is where you get the money from, by have it ready.
Well, there's number 2, and we'll see what I can swirl, but I need 2 elevators or deal with the...
It is number 2, so it's...
Leave us at 1-2.
Yeah, 1-2.
So, you're saying that, so number 7 is going to be number 1, and you want to leave the convention center number 2 as number 2?
Yes, ma'am.
And where do you want the Kirby built to go?
Well, let's figure out if we have any more crises with the Branson ones, and then we can...
We're good the rest of the way.
Okay, so let's take Kirbyville and make it number 3.
Yeah.
I move to make Kirbyville priority number 3.
Have a motion to move the Kirbyville down to 3. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? None. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry.
And then everything else, Peshawari, bumps down 1.
Also, so we have 2 bike ped routes, Marion Woods and Tinneyville, that has not been prioritized. How would you like to practice those 2 routes?
2 at the bottom, then?
Yeah.
But the Tinneyville one doesn't even exist. There's next to no city there to even support it. Where it says over here the city willing to participate in costs, the city's barely staying afloat the way they are right now. Am I correct on that? Yeah. I don't know where that one even, that must have been on there a while. And I don't, the addresses that it has on there, I couldn't even tell you if there's any children that would currently walk that route to get to school.
I mean, we need to just take it off.
I would say yes. So. From Winkle Creek Road to 4th Street, I couldn't imagine many kids even walking that route to school in the morning.
We'd take a motion.
I'll make a motion to remove it.
Have a motion and a second to remove the Tinneyville bike ped off the list. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Kendall, you still with us? Nope.
No,
from Kendall.
Have
we still got
a form?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, hold on that.
Yep.
I should have read the whole thing before we said that. Is it possible to remove part of that and leave part of it on there?
That's it. Let's leave that being removed and then maybe check with like Wotera.
Yeah, that's what I was going to follow up with that. Is a crosswalk would be something that needs to be looked at as a crosswalk. Yeah.
We can check with the superintendent on that and get her input.
Okay. Well, what about the Marion Woods one?
That I'm not...
Make it the new number 8.
Number 9, yeah.
Okay, make it the new number 9.
Okay, we have a motion to